couple of things really, but this slide is quite important. Ephesians 1 verse 5, God decided in advance to adopt us in his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do. And it gave great pleasure. Thank you, water monitor, by the way. It's very good. And that's a promise of God, that our identity, it's not tied up in what we do. It's tied up in our relationship with God. Identity is rooted in God's love for us and is unchanging. I'm going to be leaving Christian Surfers, but my identity in Christ isn't changing. Powerful encouragement. I recently had a real encouragement from someone. Just last weekend, actually, we were due to be running the 32nd Jesus Surf Classic, which is our big, famous surf contest. It's our outreach surf contest. And for whatever reason, I had it all sussed out. I was going to be doing lots of things, and I was going to be just sharing what God had done over all those years. And would it believe it, it was flat. We've got too much nice weather. So I had to let down about 145 surfers. Which for me was a real shame, because we were all ready to go and we wanted to share what God has done, hand out Surfers Bibles. And I was pretty disappointed, as you can imagine. And then a day after, we all went down because we just wanted to celebrate, and we met at the beach, about 35 of us, and we gave thanks to God for this chapter, but what's going to happen in the new chapter. And then 2 days later, a friend who had been there, who was part of Christian Surfers, he wrote me quite a long poem. It was a poem that he felt was inspired by God, and actually was a real encouragement, quite a powerful one. And I won't read it in his broad Bristolian accent or anywhere near as well as he did, but this is an excerpt from it. It's quite a long poem. Surf competition, but not today. Even a boat at sunset was a great shot to take. The end of an endless summer, the end of another day. Make no mistake, new oceans to come. Job done, tick. You've served your community well. Has the well run dry? 32 years has passed by, not likely. As long as there's blue skies, living waters flow to full and overflowing, it's a God knowing. God calling to pastures new. But you'll still be around, so we won't forget you. There was Endless Summer, Endless Summer 2, these are surf films. Well, this is Endless Summer 3. For Phil, you see, Phil's not going anywhere, just the pastures new. The good Lord has got work for him to do. I've only known Phil for a while, but he always greets me with a smile. He made my family welcome, for me that goes a mile. That's such a precious tool, my grandson thinks you're cool, there you go. So we wish you well. The well's not dry, but I bet there'll be a tear in your eye. So it's a see you soon, rather than goodbye. And that to me was a really, really powerful reminder, I believe, from God to say, Phil, this isn't over. Oh, and by the way, look at this backdrop. So there's a few lines in that one that weren't in there, but you can imagine this is actually Croyd, and it was last Saturday night, and it was the most stunning sunset. You wouldn't have believed it was Croyd. But again, God was saying, I've got you. That sun is setting. That chapter is closing. But you know what? The next morning, the sun rose. There are new beginnings. And I think then with every chapter that's closed, of course, the new beginning starts. And I just wanted to share a little bit about that. So it's almost like saying, well, for whatever reason, there is a new beginning. But am I comfortable? Do I know? And I'm not sure how I'm going to cope with this new beginning. All I know is that I believe God's direction and plan, and there's this thing called faith. Does anybody else get challenged by faith every now and again? You know, if it's not just there and we can see it, it's quite hard. And so we have to really dig deep in. And sometimes I'm in a really excited space about this new chapter. Sometimes I'm feeling very vulnerable and very small. And Annie and I have had a few tears and a few challenges and all that sort of stuff. And that's why just sharing that is being real. Always open to see what God is saying. And I just, a couple of verses there. A verse many of you know. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you'll call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Some new beginnings, quite positive, aren't they? Opportunity to meet new people. Maybe move into a new area. Maybe finding a new church. Or maybe moving to the coast, which one day I'd love to do. And that'd be really exciting. Or maybe coming mum and dad for the first time. Or grandparents for the first time. All very exciting stuff. But there's other things that are quite daunting. Things that we face with new beginnings. What if this is not meant to be and I'm misheard from God? What about my new job? Am I skilled for it? Will my children really settle in the new school? What if I just don't get on with my neighbours and I wish I'd lived where I was before? So the question is, do you believe that God has gone before us? Do I believe that God has gone before me? I was at the CSUK Leaders Gathering this March. It was quite an emotional time because it was going to be my last one. And somebody shared the devotion on Sunday. She changed it completely for what she was going. And she just felt God had said, right, this is what you share on. And it wasn't just for me, but she said, she just felt God saying, Phil, do you trust me? And that's not trust her, but do I trust God? Phil, do you really trust me? And that challenge has come back to me so many times since then. Phil, do you really trust me? Because sometimes life's not easy, I'm sure, in all of our, I don't know, there's any fat hands up that says, does anybody struggle with life a bit? I'm sure there'd be one or two hands up. It's not easy sometimes. Phil, do you trust me? And if you believe that God has gone before you, if you can see evidence of what God has done in your life, then why isn't he going to go ahead of you now? God is part of this new beginning, and quite often there is fruit. And within this fruit, there are new friendship groups, new roles in the community, new people to share about the faith of God, or a fresh start you needed from a tough situation. And I suppose Annie and I have made this decision, and we are excited, but it's still not straightforward. So what are my prayers for the future? And I know you're a praying church, so one or two of you may just remind us on this. That the space I have, leaving Christian Surfers UK, will be filled with the right thing God wants me to do. Understand what things I'm supposed to pick up, and things that I'm supposed to let down because they're just a useless distraction. What communities will invest in? Whose lives will I have an impact in to share about my faith? Another big step, how will I cope financially? We've been living by faith for 23 years, and this new step is another step where we'll be living by faith. Trying to find funding, finding a new team to support us. It can seem quite daunting. One really encouraging prophecy somebody gave me last March at the same leaders conference was, Phil, you have built one boat and there is another boat now to build. And my hope and prayer is that that boat's the right shaped boat, it's watertight, and we're going to have many exciting adventures. So what will I be doing in this next stage? Well, I'll be carrying on the work of Christian Surfers throughout Europe. We've got 11 countries now in Europe and it's expanding rapidly. So I will be continuing in a volunteer role doing that. It's going to be quite weird because it's a bit more remote. You know, I'm not going to go to the local beach and see you. It's going to be lots of Zoom calls, occasional visits, but of course financially that's not always possible. But I'll also be starting to a new role for CS, looking after their interest in the parasurf community. So if I'm in Peru and there's a parasurf person in my community, how can Christian Surfers get alongside them? And the other role they want me to look at is the importance for Christian Surfers of wave pools, like the Bristol one. Who's been to Bristol Wave Pool? There you go. You imagine having a wave pool suddenly built on your doorstep and 100,000 surfers. Is that a mission field or not? So that's one of the things I'm quite excited about, two of my passions. And I'll also hopefully be carrying on with the work I do for Surfing England. Is it just me? Absolutely not. Annie is critical in this phase. She has this incredible job looking after Multi-Academy Trust as the Ops Director. How long will she carry on doing that for? We know financially it's quite important she carries on for a bit, otherwise I couldn't be doing what I'm doing. But when is that due to stop and all those sorts of things? God knows. 1, 2, 3, or 4 years. I don't know. And I think as a church and individuals within church, you've always been so supportive of us. And if you did want to pray into anything, support us in any way, I'll leave some newsletters at the back. This is a Christmas one. There's going to be a new one out soon. But just the email's on there, and I'll send a few to the church as well. Just because you are important, we do believe prayer matters. And we would just like to continue to share this journey with us. And hopefully, if I come back, we come back in 2026, we can share a little bit about the journey and how, where it's taken us. So be encouraged. God has gone before us time and time again. And no matter if you're currently coming towards the end of a chapter or facing a new beginning, be honest with God. Pray into these things and share your thoughts and hopes and fears with the other people you can trust. For some reason there was a slide there. Any questions? The any questions isn't important here, because although we did go to church last Sunday where they did any questions after the pastor or the vicar had spoke, and it went on for 25 minutes. So I'm not suggesting we do that. But Annie and I will be having tea or coffee outside, and we would just love to share everything. We don't know all the answers, but all we know is we've been on this journey, we're part of this journey, and we're still going on this journey. Could I just invite our wonderful worship leader up this today on behalf of the church? I'm still on. So this is a brick. I very much see a baton when you're handing over a baton. And the most important thing is when you're handing over the baton in a relay race, you have a short space of time to do it. And I'm running along like this, and I want to give it to the next person. And I've got to do it within this space. And hopefully, we've all seen it where the baton's been dropped. Disaster. I want to run with Christian Surfers and hand over the baton, right? And then you start running, and I'm there cheering. And I'll just share what it says on this baton. It's basically Christian Surfers, and it says, "Live the call. Thank you for your faithful contribution in living the call for CS UK, because you have been part of this. Be blessed as you continue to build your tribe and be guided by the Spirit in his ministry." And then there's Matthew 28:18-20 about making disciples of all nations. So please, on behalf of Annie and I, accept this, because I'm going to be there. We're going to be there cheering you on. And that's not cheering just Christian Surfers on. It's going to be cheering you as a church on. And we'll be at the finish line welcoming you. So thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.